It's Smashville. Good morning. Welcome back in hour three of Morning Drive. We call it your weekly halftime entertainment of Morning Drive as we usher in the host of Tackling Music
There
City.
Will be no entertainment.
Buck Rising is with us. Good morning, Bucky.
That's why your mic is off.
Is my microphone not on?
Absolutely.
There I am. Hi, guys.
Do you know how to turn a mic on, dude?
Exactly. I hit the button.
Some no, say more didn't. Entertaining with the mic off.
Exactly, he is.
sounds better.
Go walk out of the room and then walk back in.
I get a text.
Go walk into traffic.
Everybody exactly. Just shut up for a second. This
Gosh,
is my time.
We hate you.
Everybody
no, it's not
just
your
shut
time.
Up.
We made you. Just remember that.
We brought you into this world, Buck.
Exactly.
We can take you out of it.
Derek and Chase are actually a part of that. Derek and Chase are part of the reason why I'm employed, unfortunately, for you guys. I get a text on my drive in here. That says, talking about you guys, and my friend says, Buck, they just roasted you on 102.5. I said, what are they saying? I'm on with them in 10 minutes. Quote, for every nice thing Buck says about our show, we will say one nice thing about Buck. Then they said, you are the monster they created. And then another person, because this is a group text, says that's entitled, Buck Won't Show. Another friend says they probably know you're not going to show, which is, you know, fair.
Well, so he's obligated to show.
It's not just you. Well, debatable, because sometimes I'll slough you guys off when I've got better things to do. But like, here I am. Well,
you don't have anything better
Well,
to
normally
do.
It's just your incompetence. Exactly. It's the alarm clock.
You are our bucking style.
So, did you say something nice about our show, we'll say something nice back to you. Otherwise, it's business as usual.
No, I will say, did you enjoy the content I provided for you on your birthday when I so beautifully sang you happy birthday?
I'm kind of... upset that I missed
Were you
that?
Not there?
No, I was
no,
there.
No, he was out.
Oh, no wonder it. No wonder the
so
air
quiet.
Felt less hot.
It was Bridgestone.
Even through the
it
phone.
Was
well, Bridgestone.
I was a little chilly, speaking of you know, that.
Very cold.
You know,
well, you didn't have this actual gas bag there to power the heat next to you.
See, he hadn't even said anything
Listen,
good about the show yet.
Someone's got to carry the show, okay?
He hadn't said anything nice about the show yet, so we can't say anything nice to Buck.
All right, so we follow.
All he's done is insult me, actually.
He just insulted you, absolutely.
Yeah, don't try and threaten me and say, you know, we'll say something nice about you if you say something nice about the show. That's not going to work.
Well,
I'm just going to double down.
The reason that came about, because your text message chain and all your friends are complete morons. Chase.
Oh, wow,
Chase,
I didn't go there.
Chase said, what Chase said was, why don't we try something new and be positive, and let's have a positive attitude. Constable Contemplations are now a thing on Twitter where he sends out positive vibes every
morning. Chase is very motivational in that way.
He wants to be positive, so he was suggesting we be positive when you get here, and we said, only if he's going to play the role as well, and that's where that came from. It wasn't just like, hey, let's randomly be nice to Buck. That would never happen.
But go in the bathroom and shave your chest hairs, okay, and then come back.
Yeah, button that thing up.
Yeah, button that thing up.
What do they call it?
No
chest
lube.
Hair.
No, there's a different word
taco
for
meat?
Taco
yeah.
meat.
Yeah, let's shave your taco meat.
So having chest hair means I have taco meat?
Yes, I guess so. There you go.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think of something else.
Did we just, get get in trouble?
All right, let's get into sports, fellas.
So, HR!
I love
HR.
Buck's a huge fan of the taco stand.
Exactly.
Stick to sports.
All right.
What do you make of Arthur Smith? Because my immediate reaction, and I literally tweeted this out, and I didn't know if it was a take or a question, but it feels like continuity won out for Marcus over maybe the best available guy. And that's not a slight at Arthur Smith. He could end up being very good. I just don't, you can't convince me that he was the best available guy for the job. I feel like it was continuity that won out.
You have to consider a couple different things with this, because I think he can not be the best available and be the best available for them. I think those are two very different things, because you got to remember, like, it's not just a degree of risk if you're a first or if you're somebody who hasn't called plays, you're one of these quarterback coaches or wide receiver coaches, and you're getting ready to take the next step. You're one of these up and comers. This is a different situation because this job comes with risk, more risk than typically one associates with an offensive coordinator job. You have a quarterback who's just coming off a season where he had nerve damage. Like, all of this revolves around him, and not just him. It's very much important for the sake of all of the other young players, guys who are probably going to be on the fringe now, like Taywan Taylor, who's a third-round pick, who I'm sure they would like to hang on to. But if he's on his third offensive coordinator and he's already had trouble picking up systems, how much more difficult is this year going to be for him after everything he's already gone through? Continuity is the thing that John Robinson was saying anytime he was speaking publicly. It's the thing that they value the most, not just for the players, but for them. Mike Vrabel is very comfortable with people he knows. And people, I mean, nobody has a more intimate knowledge of the roster than Arthur Smith. He's been there for, he's going into his ninth year. Nobody survives four coaching changes. I don't care who your dad is or who your family is. Like, the FedEx thing is so laughable to me that the people would think that he's not there on his own merit through four different coaching regimes.
No, if anything, I would argue that
he kept his head down and he did his
well,
work.
Right. I would say if anything, he's like, all the stories are this guy is a 5 a.m. to midnight type of guy when he didn't have to be, and that he could be sitting somewhere at a resort and owning an island if he wanted to.
No, he doesn't have.
He chooses not to. He wants to work his butt off.
He doesn't just have NFL money. He has bleep you money.
Yeah,
like, this is
owner.
A totally different
he's
spectrum.
He's got owner money.
Yeah, he's got owner money. Okay, this is not somebody who needs this job or just is getting rewarded.
But let's also keep in mind, too, I mean, he's getting paid handsomely. He's not making 40 grand.
Oh, sure. Right. Yeah. No, I mean, this is a career. Like,
we're not talking hundreds of billions
of
dollars.
No, but he's in the 1%.
He's comfortable.
True.
He's fine.
Yeah.
The point is, this is not somebody who he may have gotten in the building because of who he is and who he is connected to. He did not get to the position he's at because of those factors.
It gets you in the building, it doesn't keep you there.
Right. You got an opportunity. Yeah. Arthur Smith made the most of it. He's a grinder. Mike Vrabel respects that. John Robinson respects that. They want somebody who they feel like can do what they were doing last year, can build upon the good things that there were to build upon, and also add their own wrinkles and be able to work around a roster that has more holes than we think. Like I said, he knows the personnel. My biggest gripe with Matt LaFleur was that it took him so long, or that he never really felt like he was comfortable in personnel usage, whether it was Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis or, you know, not targeting Corey Davis enough. There was a variety
because
of issues. Arthur Smith shouldn't have that problem.
LaFleur, and I said this when it all happened, LaFleur, and I don't think he did this to undermine Vrabel or anything else. Wow, it's raining outside. I don't think he did this to undermine Vrabel or anything. I think he wanted a head coaching job. And in his mind, the places that he was at and what he learned put him in a position where, okay, if I do this, my path to a head coaching job will be a little bit quicker. So what is the NFL about? Passing the ball, having this innovative type of offense, and getting the quarterback to a position where, you know, he's improving in every statistical category out there. He's one of the best in the league. That will segue me into getting a head coaching job. I don't think his philosophy and Vrabel's philosophy really meshed, because I've always said, I always said this at the beginning, I think Vrabel's more of a play great defense and let's run the football. Like you said, he's that grinder. That offensive line, defensive line, I want to play in a phone booth. Yes, we're going to throw the football, but I want to control the line of scrimmage. And I don't know if that was LaFleur's – I don't know if that was deep down LaFleur's intentions is to let's play in a phone booth.
No,
That's why it took him so long to kind of say, like, yo, okay, let's just do it.
He wants to do what everybody else was doing. He wants to score touchdowns.
Exactly.
Derek also changed his game, too.
No,
it's a little bit of everything.
Yes.
This is what I want.
Stop yelling at me.
And
settle down.
And I want everybody.
What's wrong with
you? I want everybody that says Derrick Henry changed his game, that's why he's running the way he ran. I want people to look at film of all 16 games, and you tell me where he changed his game. I think it just he got more confident in himself. He just said, you know what, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to run wherever they want me to run. That's what I'm going to do. If I get yardage, so be it. If I don't, so be it. I'm not going to try to do all this dipsy-do stuff. But change –
told us where he changed
his
game.
No.
What do you mean?
But no, he didn't change a running style. He didn't change the way he – you know, I don't think from a standpoint of – because when I looked at Derrick Henry week 1 and week 16, I didn't see any change. I didn't really see any change. To me, if you show confidence in the guy, I don't think he ever believed that regime under LaFleur at the beginning had confidence in him. I don't think he ever believed that. Because he was doing the same when he got here under Mike Mularkey. He was a productive back. He was averaging over 4 yards per carry, spilling DeMarco Murray. And then all of a sudden, now he's the featured guy, and things are not working out. To me, It's not all on a player.
No, all of a sudden.
Something.
No, I agree with that. But it's both. I mean, listen, and listen, Buck, the latest edition of your podcast is, there's a big chunk of it that's all about this. So
yes.
Derek has admitted this. Eddie did talk to him. He did change. He was benched against the Patriots. But we also have to account for the LaFleur factor as well, which is that he did get pulled into using him more. So it's both. Both things have to exist here.
I'm going to shut up because Nick told me I had to go to commercial.
Yes, so. We're going to hit this break
thank
on time.
Thank you.
You guys just rambled. Yes. So I'm trying to do the polite thing for your co-host and shut up.
Shut the hell up, okay?
Hey, Buck, thank you.
Coming up
You're
next,
welcome,
Buck Bashing 2.0. But right now, it's a new year, so why not a new you? Nick Hale to tell you about my friends at Chris Chiropractic in Cool Springs. Give them a call today, 615-771-0022. If you're unhappy in dealing with back or neck issues, they have the right solution for you. Go see Dr. Jason Christ today. No matter the problem, they will get to your treatment right away. It could be just an adjustment, could be spinal decompression therapy, could be muscle stimulation, or the roller table therapy. With on-site digital x-rays, never a referral needed. Check him out today, 2025 Mallory Lane in Cool Springs, or schedule an appointment online at chrischiropractic.com. Yes, we do hate everything about Buck Rising, but we still do it because the audience likes it for some reason. He's in studio with us.
They don't like him.
Carry on, Bucky.
Everybody loves me.
Talk, Buck. You're allowed to talk.
I'm
now,
a big so. Fan of me.
Well, we know you are a big fan
of
you. You're
me.
A damn millennial. Y'all just love yourselves.
Yeah, No. Don't love. Listen.
It's
listen.
The self-awareness of the entitlement that blows me away.
Exactly.
That's the part
Absolutely.
That really stumps
well,
me.
Well, the best advice that anybody ever gave me was the sooner that you admit that you're a D-bag, the easier life becomes.
You gave that on advice to
that yourself. I'm here for that.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for that. It makes me much more comfortable. I'm very happy to be this way. I know what I am. I know exactly what I am.
As is the case with everything in life, it's about you
exactly.
being more comfortable.
That's right. It's my world.
Absolutely.
You're just
sure
a
well, Buckenstein.
We were arguing. Buckenstein. Listen, but that implies that you created anything
exactly.
to do with this.
Exactly.
You just happened to be here when I got here, Mason.
No, we created you.
You just
you
happened
know that.
To be. This. You want to talk about entitlement?
No, man, I'm not. Oh, my goodness.
You
no, I'm not.
You better,
want to
you
talk.
Better.
No,
Brayden,
no.
We're walking out of here during the commercial break. Brayden goes, you got to hit back on him hard about stuff. So, but it's not going to be about
no.
the running back conversation that I'm
no,
bored with.
It's
going to be about
back.
This entitlement thing
no.
that you've
no.
got going on here.
No, I'm not.
Who do you think you are, Derek Mason?
Hey, stop hitting my pad, okay?
He's former All-Pro wide receiver Derek Mason.
Stop hitting my pad.
Is there any doubt, though?
Yeah, I don't care about that.
He played 16 more years in the NFL than you.
Also don't care about that.
Would Buck
context and facts, I don't care.
Buck would be a wide receiver, right?
Hell no.
Based on
He's a
defensive
fullback.
Back.
What are you talking about?
Based
he's
on
a
the
long snapper.
The entitlement and the diva.
He's oh,
a,
yeah, he would be.
Personality-wise, I'm yes. a wide receiver. Build, I'm probably a fullback.
No.
You're
no,
probably on the bench.
No. Yes, but
left out.
I don't
left
know.
Out.
I think he's far more like offensive guard than people. Like those linemen are a little crazy, a little funky. They're
he is
you know
funky.
They're goofy.
Stinks.
They're short and fat. I think that's
he's
pretty
right.
much he's offensive guard. That's what we're
no,
going
but let
with.
Him tell you he does Peloton.
I do Peloton.
Spin
That's
class.
Right.
I'm in spin class.
Allie Love.
Do you wear the little
Allie.
Shoes? Do you own the shoes that clip in? Or do
I
you
don't
rent
know.
Those?
I don't have the clip on okay. shoes. Those require rental.
I think you should have to walk around in those all day.
I will.
Those are awful.
Do you think I care?
No.
Wouldn't it be painful?
Do you see how I come in here? I don't think I've showered for 3 days just because I knew Wednesday was coming up.
Oh, man.
You know, I thought I smelled falafel.
Exactly.
No, that's just Derek Mason's country kitchen we got going on over here in the corner.
I just got oatmeal, man.
I know. It's like it smells of Cracker Barrel and despair.
Baba Ganoush over here.
All right, ask him the question. What do you want to ask?
Running backs. We were arguing yeah, about. No, okay. I'm taking
We're
this
not
over.
Really arguing
I don't even
about
need
the
you
running
to,
back.
I don't even need you
just
guys
ahead,
to ask me the
ahead,
question
ahead,
anymore.
We're not arguing about running backs, but just tell us about Derrick Henry and why you would and would pay him. Go ahead. Tell me.
Say. Excellent. That's the best question you've
yeah,
ever asked
ahead,
me.
Go ahead,
Concise,
ahead.
Too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Derrick Henry.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
We were arguing about Derrick Henry.
We not were during, not arguing.
Yes, we were. No, we you're right. We weren't arguing.
Argue
you were
with
screaming.
Morons,
you
okay?
were screaming and not allowing anybody to listen. And even better, you weren't listening to yourself because you brought it home yourself and made
no,
the point yourself.
I don't want to listen to you.
You weren't
Derrick, I would love
I
to defend you in this situation.
No, I don't.
But you're wrong.
But Buck is wrong. right.
I'm always
about
right. Oh. Even when I'm wrong, I'm right. You got
to
remember
that. Do you know how much that hurt to say that?
Can I get a Buck is Right sounder Wednesdays?
No. Never. Ever.
You are wrong.
Stick to sports.
Okay. I will. Fine.
We were. What, me?
Thank you, Chase.
Yeah, I was going to say. I think we're still talking
the
about
the Titans sports. Running back situation. Not only were we discussing about whether Derrick Henry changed the style of running back that he was as the season progressed, you said that you did not see a change in his actual style of play, but rather in the way that the way that he was approaching his day-to-day obligation. He was running harder. He felt like he was more mentally checked in because he was being used more, and that was more to his liking. Of course, if you're a Heisman winner, you're from Alabama, you're a star running back, you've been a star throughout your entire career, and you're not made the starter once you believe and you've been told by everybody with a microphone or a pen or a keyboard that you're supposed to be the starter this year, and then they sign Deion Lewis, and that's who they trot out, of course it's going to affect you. The difference in his play was that mentality. I hate that as analysis because I don't know what's going on in Derrick Henry's head. All I know is in my day-to-day dealings with him, there was a change in his personality from the beginning of the year to the end. It reflected in the way that he performed on the football field, and I think it's just as simple as a confidence issue. But can you rely on a guy like that just seems to be fragile is not the word. I would never accuse an NFL player of being fragile.
Very self-critical. He's extremely self-critical.
And it becomes to the point of temperamental. Can you rely?
Too self-critical.
Right. Can you rely on that? That is my only issue with Derrick Henry. The whole paying him thing is a discussion for much later down the road.
And that's what I didn't like about Derrick Henry. That's the one thing I didn't like, is that you've allowed the outside noise to affect you so much that you became so self-critical about yourself. There's one thing.
He did get benched, though. But so that's not the outside noise. That's your own
there's
coach.
There's the thing with... Actually. There's the thing with, okay, self-evaluation and say, okay, I need to get better and this is what I need to do, but I do believe deep down that I'm a good player. But then when you say I'm trash and all this other stuff, no, dude, don't feed into
– You need constable.
Yeah, don't feed into what people might be saying about you on the outside. You are a Heisman Trophy winner. You are the best back in the country. There's a reason why they drafted you in the second round. You have it in you. It just needs to be shown more. I don't want a guy that's so self-critical that's going to get on there and say, I'm trash. No, you're not trash. My thing is, you are what you believe you are. If you think you're trash, then okay.
Well,
I can't have a guy like that.
There's a balancing act.
Wait.
Happen.
We want that guy. We need Derrick Henry to say interesting things. He's so damn dull. I need him to say interesting things.
I don't need him to
Derrick,
say
what
that.
What I would say to you, because you're right, you don't want the guy who's like Eeyore all the time. You can't have that guy. But what you need is a balancing act where you can be self-critical when you make mistakes, but also understand that you belong here and that you're a pro running back and that you're doing things right.
And I think
right.
a part of him thought he didn't belong here.
I agree. The problem is, and this is where we can disagree, I don't think Derrick Henry goes home and listens to Jarrett Stillman. I don't think he goes home and listens to Morning Drive. I don't think Derrick Henry is paying attention to the outside noise.
I think he is.
Maybe he is. But
every player does.
Well, if he is, 615-737-1025.
But part of the
plus
issue,
he's not listening to either of those. He's listening to tackling music.
Part of the issues, though, was Derrick's it was the internal stuff. It was the fact that David Flewellen got carries against New England over him. It was the fact that he wasn't getting used by the offense. It wasn't just that,
well, it started
that, that like
the
people
the
are
season.
Chirping outside. Well, he had 18 carries in week 2, 18 carries in week 3, 10 carries in week 1. He was used in the first 3 weeks of the season. He then got down on himself because he wasn't being used. He gets benched, and then Eddie George gives him a pep talk. He looks himself in the mirror, and I give him credit for coming back from that. And in that moment, then Matt LaFleur goes, oh, I better use this guy, right? Because Arthur Smith is pulling him towards that a little bit. And it's not all of one thing or the other. It's a little bit of everything mixed together. And when Derrick Henry said, you know what? The play call says for me to hit the A-gap. I'm going to hit the A-gap as hard as I thinking can. He got better. And then he got more usage because LaFleur said, I'm going to use you more. And it just all kind of came together. And if he keeps doing that, he could be one hell of a player.
What's the Bill Belichick thing? What's the thing they called the NFL Network documentary? Do your job.
Yeah, just do your job.
Don't do the home run hitter thing where you're constantly looking for the big touchdown run that we all know he's capable of. Do your job. You will be rewarded as such. He did that, and that's what they needed him to do. It was as simple as that. Also, do you know who my favorite Winnie the Pooh character was?
Who cares?
Clearly Eeyore.
Eeyore. Yeah.
Big who fan. Cares?
I'm so, surprised you know about that because it started in like the 70s and you claim exactly. that nothing yeah. before you were born is actually a real thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but it made it until my, you know, first cognizance. So I count it.
Right. You're still an uncultured heathen that hasn't seen a single good movie to save your life.
Yeah, but everybody just went scrambling for their phones to look up what cognizance means.
Mm-hmm. No one grabbed their phone but you, Buck.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
Nobody doesn't lie. Nobody
exactly.
did that.
Nobody grabbed their phone. But you have, like, yeah, you can't lie on our show. Shut up. We got a show of lies. You got, okay?
We are fair and balanced. Exactly.
This is built on a kingdom of lies.
Why are you guys yelling so much?
Because I'm here. Listen,
Buck
Chase.
Is here. He makes us yell.
They don't realize that microphones are amplification devices.
I know.
You just have to talk into them.
He does, actually.
They're going to make you seem louder than you are. It's crazy.
See, when Chase says something, we all lowered our voices. Why? Because the constable has a way of doing that.
Everybody.
But then once he talks, like, gosh, I almost curse because I hate him so much. Mm-hmm. Like, he makes me want to just, like, if I had hair on my head, I'd pull it
how
out.
How about this,
it's Derek. The Westworld concept, right?
I know, yes. You are the lady.
You're the lady in the white dress
exactly.
in the horse that makes everybody fight themselves.
Angry.
How about, can we change it up
a little
bit?
You know what? We're just going to replay something for Buck because I don't think he heard this morning.
Okay.
Of the Constable's inspirational tweets.
The Constable Thoughts by one Braden Gall.
Constable Contemplations.
Deep Thoughts with Jack McCabe.
Okay, Braden, get to it.
It's the middle of the week, and there are people coming at you, trying to wreck your good vibes. But don't worry, you've got this. You're halfway to the weekend.
Halfway.
And you're going to own the rest of the week. You're a champion. Bet on you, and you'll be just fine. Be well.
Be well.
And this.
Buck Rising joins us for one more segment after this. All right, welcome back in the Morning Drive. Buck Rising with us for about another 10 minutes. We got to get to three things here. We got to get to an omitted question. We've got to get to Javon Curse. We also have to get to the three-step plan. So I put together, we had takes early in the show.
Is that three-step plan to takes. Get Buck out of here?
There was Titan takes.
Step one, open
I
the door.
I got that guy in the background.
Step two.
So my off-season plan.
Take him out.
Now that the coaching staff is complete, let's look at personnel. I said three things. One, draft Cleveland Farrell at 19 from Clemson. In the NFL draft.
I like that.
Two, sign D Ford, assuming he doesn't get tagged by the Chiefs in free agency. So you have Casey and Farrell up front. You've got Landry and Ford at outside linebacker.
Yes.
And then my insurance policy for number eight is Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
One, two, three. Do you like him? How realistic are they?
I like Cleveland Farrell a lot. The more that I read into draft profiles and people who are
Very smart kid.
Very, very smart guy.
People that are in the know.
Also, at a position of need, you need interior pass rush. You need just some kind of pass rush. You cannot finish the year with under 40 sacks again as you did this year with the kind of talent that you have available to you. The idea that you would change out your backup for as cheap as Gabbert is, he was fine. Like, Blaine Gabbert is not that much. I mean, Tyrod Taylor is better. But for where you're going to be contractually with a lot of guys, I just don't see you the need.
You would have to pay Tyrod a lot more.
Do you think Taylor's going to get starter money?
I think no, but
12, 13 million bucks?
Fitzpatrick.
Right, a lot of money.
Jay Cutler got $10 million to go live in a hotel room in Miami for a season away from his family.
He doesn't even care.
So what did Blaine Gabbert make last year for the Titans?
Gabbert made $1.5 million.
So you couldn't get Taylor for $5 million on a cap that's now $190 million?
No.
He was 16. Yeah. He made $16 million
and in fact,
last year.
Yeah, and Tyrod Taylor was taken out of Cleveland.
Well, we know why that happened.
But my point is, Tyrod Taylor's starting days, I think, are over.
It's not.
What you can start, you can start him in Jacksonville. I mean, I know Nick Foles is probably going to Jacksonville. He can start places in the league. He's going to be a Fitzpatrick where he's going to get 10 or probably 12 with the way that the cap's rising. For a quarterback, Tyrod Taylor is a big improvement.
Okay.
Gabbert. Yeah. You're not – for what Gabbert is and for what Gabbert costs and where your cap will be as soon as you start paying the young players, Gabbert's fine. I don't do anything with Gabbert.
What do you think about because I love the Farrell, Cleveland. Was it
Cleveland Farrell
from Clemson? I love 6'5", 260
because he can play inside and outside.
Well, he's going to be a hand in the dirt and in a 3-4. He can't play stand up outside edge rusher like a Harold Reiner.
Like a traditional guy,
like a 3-4 outside backer. He's you're looking, more of the defensive line.
But what do you think
for,
about?
You're looking for Austin Johnson with a pass rush. Like that's what Cleveland Farrell is,
which was a bust. Yeah, but what do you think about? Because to me, they would have to pay him. I would love for them to go out and get Grady Jackson and put him in the middle Grady Jarrett and put him in the middle with Jarrell Casey. That would be lovely. That's like my dream. But go out and get Jadeveon Clowney because he's a guy that can play outside, inside. And if you watch Jadeveon Clowney, he wrecks havoc. He might not get all the sacks, but if you ask people in Houston, he is responsible for a lot of that pass rush that goes up the middle. He disrupts things. Now, maybe he's just a guy that the thing you got to worry about, well, he just did that because he's under a contract year.
Well, D-Ford did the same thing, contract year. So here's the question. Of the guys, Trey Flowers, D-Ford, you know, Jadeveon Clowney, DeMarcus Lawrence, and Frank Clark, those guys are all available. Considering cost, which one is the best fit?
I love Frank Clark. I also love Trey Flowers, who does not get nearly enough credit for the New England Patriots.
But is Frank Clark a fit? Because he's a 4-3 end.
He is. He would be somebody that you move around. Listen, what they did with Clowney, what Vrabel did with Clowney, what they continued to do with Clowney after Vrabel left as their defensive coordinator is it's almost, I don't want to call it positionless, but you have the ability to move guys like mm-hmm. Clowney around the front to determine individual matchups and dictate that on defense in a way that, you know, defense typically isn't able to dictate.
Front multiplicity?
Something like that.
But DP has said this the whole time he's been here, like, we're not a 3-4 team, we're not a 4-3 team.
Exactly.
We are a defense. We can do what we need to do based upon our personnel.
So I'm discounting scheme defensively to a degree. Frank Clark is somebody who has enough talent. I think you can move him around in that kind of way. He's a little bigger. He'll be able to set the edge. Cost effectiveness is also something. Like, of course, everybody would love to have Jadeveon Clowney. Mike would love to have Jadeveon Clowney. What's Jadeveon Clowney going to cost
but
you?
But his price tag is going to be upwards of $15
million. Does he even make it out of Houston? I mean, these are things.
I'm with you on Clark. The value is there.
Again, Trey Flowers is somebody I like a lot.
What about Smith from Baltimore?
Za'Darius?
Yeah. He might not even get out, but C.J. Mosley is a free agent as well. Yeah. So they got to pay either both or one.
Somebody is going to be a cap casualty there, as is Anthony Barr in Minnesota, in all likelihood.
Who would fit the outside linebacker opposite Harold Landry,
right.
Stand up, you know,
sort of guy. For what they need and for where they need to invest, I need interior pass rush. I need Trey Flowers. I need somebody who can control the line of scrimmage and also get pressure on the quarterback from inside. I also find it funny that you describe that as your dream because it shocks me that the height of your fantasies would be interior defensive line play, Derek Mason.
But I know how the league is trending. And if you can get – because
you're just
going to
blow through my joke with actual analysis?
Yeah, really.
Man,
absolutely.
Suck.
Shut up.
I'm used to it.
But my thing is the way the league is going right now, quarterbacks – these outside guys, quarterbacks don't mind them anymore.
No.
Because what they do is step up in the pocket, and they deliver the ball. But if you can get a rush up the pocket, up the middle, it makes their job the Brady's, the Breeze's, you know, Luck. It makes their – Deshaun Watson, it makes their job harder when they can't step up in the pocket.
Well, what gave trouble?
Yeah.
It was the stunts.
Exactly. So, right? To me, getting Grady Jarrett or someone in that middle to go along with Casey, and hopefully he comes back from that injury at 100%.
Now
that would be a dream.
If you're going that direction, though, that's where I want to use the draft.
Yeah, you're right.
It is Ed Oliver, Rashawn Gary, Christian Wilkins. One of those guys is going to fall to 19.
There's no deeper position than
those guys
line.
Are top 6 or 7 guys in any other draft, and they're going to fall to 19. So I like the idea of going to get a D-Ford type in free agency. Now, he's too expensive. I like Frank Clark there. But can you imagine Landry, Frank Clark, Casey, and Christian Wilkins? Mm-hmm. Or Ed Oliver, Rashawn Gary, pick a guy
any
in the draft.
Any of those guys.
That's an
interior. So do you think the –
that sounds like a heck of a defensive line.
Do you
line.
Think the clock is up on Austin Johnson?
They need to upgrade.
They need to upgrade.
I know they need to upgrade.
I know that's a tough thing for John to part with because that's, I mean, that's a second round pick.
He's serviceable on first and second down, and that's it.
And that's it. Like he's what it's what you tried to bring in Benny Logan. Like he can do that, and you just paid Daquan to do the same thing. They're the same player, except Austin Johnson is less than because Daquan came on at the end of the year. I know we had a couple other things that you wanted to get to, so let me not spend too much time on interior defensive
line. This it sort of spins into the exact same conversation. And as I was looking last night at kind of raking through my defensive line prospects for the draft, and I'm thinking about the current situation in the AFC South, my theory is this is the Javon Kearse draft pick for John Robinson. That's what this is. Javon Kearse was picked 16th in the draft in 1999, the year after Peyton Manning came into the league. We had Peyton Manning and Mark Brunell tearing up the division at the time. Now you've got Deshaun Watson in his second year in the league and Andrew Luck back healthy tearing up the division. This is the pick. 19th overall, very similar to 16th overall, loaded defensive line class. This is the pick that needs to address the Luck Watson problem that the Titans are going to face for the next 10 or 12 years.
For a decade.
So this, to me, there's not really a question other than this feels really important to me, and it feels very similar to what the Titans had to go through in 1999 when they drafted Javon Kearse.
This is your countermeasure. This is your opportunity to not try and keep pace with these other guys who are just world beaters in terms of Luck and Watson, as you described, in the way that Peyton Manning, and laughable as it seems now, Mark Brunell was. Mark Brunell was a really good quarterback. This is your countermeasure. It's going to have to be defensively because the thing that you are as close to elite as anything that you could describe on that team, the thing that you are best at is defense. You can stop people from scoring even without a pass rush. You continue to find creative ways to bring pressure. Imagine what this defense looks like if they just have the ability to get pressure with four. That's the most important thing. Excuse me,
you all right?
Drowning in my own throat. I'm getting emotional back here about defensive line play. It's the most important thing in the league, honest to God, more for me than above average quarterback play, because you can get by with competent quarterback play. If you can get pressure with four, you can do what the Titans were able to do to Tom Brady when he came to Nashville. You can make him look like a 41-year-old.
But there's not many teams that
can do that. You have one.
Chicago.
Derek, you did it.
Chicago can do it. The Rams can do it.
Derek, they did it.
This here?
They did it here in Nashville. They did it here.
With four?
To Brady. Yeah, they were doing things with Logan and with Jayon.
Yes.
In that game.
But I'm saying without bringing these kind of, they haven't been able to do all year long.
Yeah,
without bringing the safety or the corner on the blitz and then, you know, japping the defensive end out or putting them in some type of coverage scheme zone type of thing, can they line up in their 3-4 and just get to the passer? They hadn't been able to do that.
No.
So, you know, getting an interior guy and then getting another guy to go along with Landry would help Dean Pease out. I think that's why he was just uber successful with the Baltimore Ravens and New England to an extent is they could rush with just four or five people and get to the quarterback.
And then when they need to get creative,
exactly,
they can and cause even bigger problems that way. Absolutely.
All right, the buck stops here. That's it for Buck Rising this week. Let's give him a little standing ovation, people. Come on.
What did he do?
What did I do?
Wow, we are 12 years old.
I showed up on time, which is what
he did.
I came. I got here.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
You just never asked Eddie George about Marcus Mariota last week, which is, you know.
I don't care.
Explain yourself, because Nick was very upset.
Do I have
that
time to explain myself?
No.
Not really.
Okay, quickly.
First question and stick to sports.
I don't care about what Eddie George thinks about the quarterback, because Eddie George's opinion has no effect on whether John Robinson will pay him. I would rather talk to Eddie George
about
musical theater.
You hear that? Eddie George has no effect on J-Rob, so Derek, your opinion has no effect. Well, let's just turn the transmitter off.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Because
let's
play oldies.
If you want to do the guy talk, go somewhere else. If you want to learn more, if you want an access-driven experience, which is what my show is, then you want to learn.
What's the name of your show again? What's the name of your show again?
Tackling Music City, baby. Monday, Wednesday is a podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. 6 to 8.
Did you say rave review?
No, here's the deal.
It's an ADE. It's an access-driven entertainment.
Shut up, Buck.
I think that's what it meant.
Here's the truth, though. If John Robinson is listen, I value my opinion. I value your opinion, Derek. I value your opinion, Nick. If John Robinson is listening to three of us when he makes decisions, the Titans aren't going to do anything.
Notice he didn't say he valued my opinion.
No, you're not a part of the show.
Yeah.
Hey, just got word we're going back to 102.5 The Party, so.
Stick to sports. Coming up next, we're going to rock out during the break, and we'll come back and answer the constable's questions. That's what we do on Morning Drive. Stay there.
Where'd
it go? Where'd it go?
.847 on the dot here on Morning Drive. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nick Braden, D-Mace, and the Constable. A big final hour coming up. The return of the mid-week mock. That is at 9 o'clock. The big finish, of course, at 9:45. You know what we forgot to do during the break? Before we get to stick to sports, we did have Buck in here for 42 minutes. We did not Lysol his area. So, D-Mace, I know the Lysol can is over your way.
Well, Chaser, who uses this microphone? Anybody use this microphone other than Buck normally?
No.
Okay, that sucks because I'd like to get people sick.
Just got
to
clean it off. There you go. A little spray. And we should be good to go.
Lysol spray, people.
All right, Constable.
There we go.
Take us away.
Let's see how smart the guys really are. No funny business. Stick to sports. Now, on Morning Drive.
Can I give a suggestion on how you read it today? Uh-huh. Can you read it as Buck Rising?
Oh, my goodness. Then I wouldn't say anything. I make this whole thing about me.
Here, I'll do it.
I'll make it all about me.
I'll do it for you.
You got a buck in person?
Hang on. I'm better than everyone. I need to have everything handed to me on a silver platter. You suck.
That's basically Buck. That's an interpretation of Buck.
Love
okay,
you, Buck.
Here we go, people. Stick to sports. It's brought to you by Decorating Den Interior. Stick with the pros at Decorating Den. When you're ready to decorate your home, office, or outdoor spaces, yes, outdoor spaces, people, request a complimentary appointment. That means free for all you people that don't know. Online at decoratingden.com. That's www.decoratingden.com. Back to you.
Thank you, Denise.
That was good.
Well done, Kale. You can take the rest of the show off.
Yes.
See you, number one.
All right. And this story was actually submitted by Nick Kale, so we'll lead things off with that. The headline from WSMV.com says, "More stores hit by man shoving guitars down his pants."
What?
And apparently we have a suspect now. There have been several music stores in Nashville that have been robbed, and Brentwood police have named Hayden Snyder as a suspect, and he's apparently stealing guitars, and he puts them down his pants.
I mean,
I don't know, really don't know how works.
How big of pants do you have to have fit a guitar?
Are these, it can't be these millennial pants where they're skinny jeans.
Are these magical pants?
I think you need parachute pants or something.
Exactly, they're hammer pants. They have to be.
Has anybody seen Jeff Jarrett?
He said, "Are they magical pants?
Would you got some magic pants?
Are those magic grits?
Were these the pants that Jack wore from Jack and his Magic Beanstalk?"
Wow, he's.
I mean, are they little mini guitars?
Yeah, what kind of guitars are they?
Are they like the guitars from the video game?
Because nowadays, people—I mean, these—you can't fit a guitar in the jeans that these people wear now.
You can't fit anything.
Yeah, you can't barely fit a wallet.
There are a lot of
credit card.
There are a lot of questions in Stick to Sports today that have me scratching my head. Yeah. So
a flute or a clarinet, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, possibly.
Yeah, at least he's going out towards Brentwood and stealing from the high rich area.
I'm glad he's not coming in Franklin.
He comes into the borough. Me and him are going to have some issues.
Number two,
get him, Kale. Go get him.
You be taking my MTSU guitar. Get out
there
of
you
here.
Go. So, the people that chew loudly, you know, we have some loud chewers.
My two-year-old's the worst.
Do people that chew loudly bother you? Do you just want to hit
them?
Yes. Well, Braden Gall is mad every morning when I eat my protein bar during a break.
Okay, here's the deal, though. Here's my question. If you're chewing loudly because your mouth is open, that's a you problem.
Uh-huh.
If you just are chewing but your mouth is closed, you just happen to be a loud chewer, there's probably nothing you can do about it. Right, if you're putting the effort in to close your mouth while you chew, which is the respectful thing to do, and we're trying to teach my 2.5-year-old how to do that, the problem, Kale, with you is that you eat these protein bars and then you chomp with your mouth open.
I don't think you can make it. Can you make noise with your mouth?
Well, they're
you might, you can,
but they're also peanut butter protein bars, so you know it gets a little sticky. So you got to do a little chomping, you know.
I get that, but
right, but you close your mouth when you chew because that's what you're supposed to do,
right.
As a human being in public.
But
well,
Constable,
if you're
there's
with your
a
mouth open and turn the other way, so can't nobody.
Well, I have no manners, but there's a little catch to this, though, right? On the headline, that if it bothers you, you have an issue.
Yes.
Well, they're actually. Are you about to get to this?
Yes.
No, I mean, go ahead.
Because there actually is like a, and I can't. My wife told me about this. It's not a phobia, but there's
it's like a psychiatric issue.
Yeah, there's like a syndrome. I can't. Again, I don't want to use the inappropriate language.
That explains why you have
issues. It's not. It's not. You sitting there chomping with your mouth open does not. So this thing that happens to people, like, it results in extreme behavior, right? Like, people hear this noise, and like, it makes you want to break things or like run out of the room or do craziness.
Braden might throw me out this window here.
I'm not like that at all. I just think it's annoying.
Misophonia, or yes. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but
misophonia.
Misophonia. There you go.
Misophonia.
I'm telling you, my wife told me about this. Like, gosh. She goes, "This explains why I'm so angry around all my coworkers."
Sorry,
probably, I just outed you. By the way,
it's probably going to tick someone off, but I don't really care. We have disorders for everything.
Yeah, we do.
But I mean, I feel like there's something about something.
But this disorder, though, that you're talking, like, we're talking about extreme reaction. Like, Nick is giving me a hard time here, and that's all fair and good. But we're talking about extreme reactions where, like, you have visceral, like, extraordinary reactions to a sound that triggers your brain into reacting a certain way.
Isn't that a you problem where you get up and you walk away so you can't then hear said smacking?
If you've got that issue, then yes, that's going to be your solution. Yeah.
Most problems are you problems.
Yeah, you're right.
Also, don't chew with your mouth open in public.
Yeah, that too.
All right? Like, when you're around other people, chew with your mouth full.
But sometimes, like he said, you got peanut butter.
No,
man.
Dude, when you're at your house and you're sitting there with nobody around, do whatever you want.
Pantsless.
Yeah, in your underwear, chew as loud as you want to. But when you're around other humans, as someone who's trying to teach his 2-year-old daughter right now who just smacks her food like crazy, I'm like, yes. I'm like, late.
I love it.
Like,
yes.
Maren, close your mouth when you chew. She has
number
no idea.
Number 3.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm getting angry now. I need to go read my tweets.
Number 3.
I think that would help me.
Yeah.
Is that like the new morning drive woosah moment?
Yes.
You just reread the constable's tweets?
An 84-year-old Boston man has been hailed.
Boston man.
Yes. Has been hailed as the octopus whisperer. He Wilson Manishai estimates he spent 7,800 hours of his life hanging out with octopi.
That's a lot of time.
I would love to be an octopus.
I just
whisperer.
Love how they pluralize it, and it's not Why? Octopuses, it's octopi.
Yeah.
We are 11 years old. Yeah. Here's the deal. If you can be an octopus.
I think I am an
if
octopus.
If you can be an octopus whisperer, can you also train in the art of sushi so that you can then cut up that octopus so that I can eat it?
Can you talk to the sushi?
Because I love octopus.
You see,
it is my favorite sushi.
I like squid, but I don't like octopus.
What's the difference?
I'm not a huge squid fan, but
I don't
like
either.
You give me some nice breaded fried calamari, I'm in.
I don't like
either. Well, that's not sushi.
I hate both octopus, squid, whatever you want.
I had an octopus dish at a Greek restaurant.
Oh my god!
And I was almost like nauseated.
Have you guys ever seen? I think it's and it is a delicatessy.
What
delicatessy?
Delicatessen?
Delicacy?
Yeah,
we need a corned beef hash with a slaw.
A delicatessen.
You want that on Jewish rice,
Frank? But that's just a deli, though.
No. It's a...
give him a baguette.
Over in... I think it was...
A delicacy.
Delicacy.
There you go.
Over in China somewhere where they bring it out to you, octopus, the small octopus, and it's alive.
It's moving,
it's alive, and you eat it.
And if you eat it the wrong way, it can, like, kill you.
Like that, I don't want no part of.
Well, you remember back in the day, Red Lobster, when you go to pick and you pick out a lobster, you actually could pick out the live lobster in the tank before they drop
if I was a lobster eater, I can do that.
And then they scream,
actually
too.
Bring it out to you.
They do scream.
And it's alive. Yeah.
When you bring one home and they put it in the steaming pot and they just listen to the screams.
Yeah.
That is so humane.
Can you silence the lambs, Clarice?
That is so inhumane.
It's like Buck Rising yelling for HR.
I disagree. I'll kill all those lobsters. Nothing twice.
All right, we got to get to number 4 because I have several. I'm going to just read a headline, and then you tell me what you hear here. A man locked inside a Texas 24-hour gym after closing time. If it's a 24-hour gym,
why is
it
locked? Yeah, why is it closed?
And this dude got locked in there and had to call another location that apparently, you know, adhered to the 24-hour rule to come let him out.
Yeah, why is it like unless
holiday?
You need it's open, but they give you like a fob to get in because they want to make sure everybody's just like if you're a member, you walk in, you got the fob, you come in. It's open for everybody to come, and you just can't get out because something's wrong with the fob.
This to me, and that's a fair point, and you went a fair direction with it. I will go a totally different direction with this and say, even for good written journalism, headline writers in this country are terrible. Headline writers
misleading. They want you to
almost,
click on it.
Almost every single. So here's the other thing people don't understand. Most writers don't write their own headlines. If you're a journalist or a writer for any company, no matter what you're writing about, generally you don't write any of your headlines. And some other person comes in and puts a headline on your story that makes it look more whatever they want it to look.
To make it more clickable.
So that you click on it. Just be careful of that stuff when you're consuming content out there, that headlines are intentionally misleading today. And that headline, to me, the person who wrote that is the one who made the mistake. Because you can't get locked in.
But there's more.
You can't get locked in after hours in a 24-hour gym.
Right, but in the story, it says the same thing. So it's not just the headline.
I blame the headline writer.
All right, that's going to do it for another edition of Stick to Sports. When we come back, unless we get an email in the next 4 minutes, so we haven't done a midweek mock probably since, the summer, right? July-ish? Yep. You know, when things were slow? So we're going to reinstall the midweek mock when we come back. You guys know how it works. The four of us will make draft picks. We'll pick out the order during the break. And this week's return of the midweek mock, the topic that we're drafting, Super Bowl party food items. That's next here on Nashville's Best Sports Talk, ESPN 102.5 The Game.